Hello and welcome everyone to episode 5 of Why Should Your Team Win? As usual, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Katie B. My next guest, y'all, is from South Carolina, the place where I was conceived. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Please give a warm welcome to Morgan. Yay! Thanks for chatting with me, Morgan. How are you doing?
Of course, I'm doing fine.
All right, let's get into it. Tell me, who is your favorite team and why?
I would have to say right now it's Ottawa, because Ottawa has they've had good draft picks and some of the youngest drafted ever in the league. And I just think that with the Brinkett and Claude Giroux, I think they're going to have an awesome defensive line and everything. Even though, yes, they're rebuilding, it's still anyone's game for the Stanley Cup this year.
Okay, so, but how did you choose Ottawa? I mean, we got 32 teams. You just threw a dart at the board, or how did you?
I like how they're set up as far as their chemistry and how they act on and off the ice.
Okay, so how long have you been following Ottawa then?
About a year and a half.
Okay, so you're pretty fresh.
Yes.
So do you have a favorite player?
Right now, until the season starts, I want to say I would go with DeBrinket or Giroux, because Giroux has shown loyalty to the province of Ottawa, because he's even made his home there in the off season when he was with his other team. So I think he has a chance to show the people of Ottawa that he means business, and that he can also have ties to Ottawa without having to worry about getting traded again.
Yeah, I think he has a no trade clause while he's there. You know, I think that was one of the big surprises, because he was with Philadelphia for over a decade. And then he did, there was rumors he might go to Colorado, and then he finally landed in Florida. And, you know, we all watched the playoffs, and we know that, you know, Florida, I'm in my bracket, I had for the finals Colorado and Florida. You know, so when they got upset the second round, I mean, they got swept by Tampa Bay. That was shocking. And then just to see Giroux even leaving Florida was even more shocking. And then picking Ottawa was even more shocking, because Ottawa has not had the best record the last couple of years. I mean, I think their last playoff appearance was 2017. I don't know.
Yes.
Something like that.
I think it was like 2017 or 2016, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, but I think this last week has been really exciting if you're an Ottawa fan, because they got DeBrinket and Cam Talbot from Minnesota. So you just got some heavy hitters. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. But I do have to say, the Columbus Blue Jackets with Johnny Hockey, they might be a formidable foe now.
Well, yeah, that's what's so exciting about this draft and this everything changing up in the summer. Because, yeah, who would have, not in a million years would I have picked Columbus for Johnny Hockey, you know, Johnny Gaudreau.
Exactly. Like, and then, of course, some of us are still reeling with the whole fact that Tkachuk is going to the Panthers as well. Because I didn't expect that at all. Because like he said that he did not want to go. And based on what I've seen on like media days and such. And I just feel like he had to make that choice out of it being necessary, maybe.
Yeah, I think with Calgary, I mean, the last couple years, Colorado's kicked them out. They've had not a lot of luck getting past the first round, so I could see the frustration there.
Absolutely.
And then also Johnny Gaudreau leaving, Tkachuk's like, oh shit, I'm by myself, you know.
Right
You know, and then also he's still young. It's, you got to chase the money. Your career is only so long. Right. And plus, Florida is still a contender in the East. So,
absolutely.
But now Ottawa, I mean, it's, I could see a lot of Senators fans just being so excited. And they also signed, what, his name's Josh Norris?
Yes, to an Josh extension. Norris. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, they are rebuilding so much, which is really good to see, because it'll show that they have drive and that they're hungry and that they're ready to send the Stanley Cup back to Ottawa.
Well, yeah, I think when, you know, Carlson left and there was that whole debacle with him and Hoffman, I don't know if you remember that drama, but there was drama. And then Carlson went to San Jose, which is a dumpster fire there.
San Jose anyway is a dumpster fire, but that's for another podcast.
Yeah.
Because I also heard that Evander Kane is at risk for losing his position with the Oilers because of everything he did in San Jose. So I don't know how that's going to be handled.
Well, yeah, he has a very messy personal life. I mean, the guy's trash in real life.
Yes.
But I mean, oh, he can score. I mean, it's a business, you know. These owners don't care if he's got a gambling problem or he's a shitty husband or father and all these things, you know, which sometimes you do have to look at the character of a player. They are representing your organization.
Exactly.
I don't know if, like when McDavid, remember his face when they're like, are you happy with Evander Kane? I mean, he didn't even, his heart didn't even fluctuate. He was just like, I guess.
It was just like a resting bitch face or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Connor McDavid, what, is the best player in the world, but he has the charisma of a banana peel.
You're absolutely right.
But I mean, when he scores a goal, that's the only time he comes alive, you know.
Pretty much. I've noticed so many celebrations with them, and I'm just like, dude, why can't you show this off the field? Like, that's all people are asking. Like, we don't want you to be an expressionless robot. Like, don't come off as that.
Well, so my next question, I was going to ask what your favorite playoff run or your favorite game, but being pretty fresh, it's kind of hard for you to answer that question, perhaps.
I would say, honestly, watching the Stanley Cup for the first time and actually watching it and actually experiencing how hungry the Avalanche were. But I do have to say, for those old school fans out there, I would have to say any playoff run forgot his name. Shoot. I hate that. Hold on.
You're fine.
Hold on. I have to. Okay.
What team?
1986. Gretzky, yes.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. You'll probably have to edit that out. But
You're fine.
But yeah, any playoff run with Gretzky, like, he had some magic. And the way the Oilers did him, that's another conversation for another
day. Oh, yeah, the trade to LA, that was...
Yeah.
The that trade that shocked the world, for sure.
Pretty much.
I mean, that was, well, I was a baby and was not into hockey at that point. But I mean, even when I was getting into hockey, I think it was his last year in 99.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I got into hockey kind of late. I was like 15 or so, 14. But, you know, I grew up in a place where hockey rules supreme. So I grew up on the border of North Dakota, Minnesota. So everyone's a hockey fanatic.
That is awesome. Oh, I had a question for you. How do you like that, how Fleury is being treated right now?
Marc-Andre Fleury?
Yes.
Well, what happened to him in Vegas was dirty. If you go to episode 3... I interview a gal who's a big Vegas fan. She's an old friend of mine. You can listen to all about it. We talk about it. But yeah, they did him dirty because he found out about the trade through a text message or from Twitter. You know, just it was so dirty to find out that way. But for now, he's all alone in Minnesota because Cam Talbot is now playing for your team.
Right.
So that's kind of good for Cam.
But it's also kind of dirty for Marc-Andre because he lost his friend.
Well, yeah, I think it's really important to go deep in the playoffs, like what Colorado did. We had Kemper and Francois to have a good tandem. So when Francois had that, or when Kemper had that eye injury, Francois, you know, took over and was a wall.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of great. Sometimes you can just rely on one goalie the whole playoffs, but if you can have two, oof,
that's wonderful. Know. Yeah, it's wonderful to basically share the load so that they don't feel as, oh, the whole world's on my shoulders. I've got the Stanley Cup, you know.
Yeah. So this was your first Stanley Cup you watched?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's amazing. Like, I mean, I've watched replays and stuff like that, but I know that doesn't count as like watching it live. So.
Yeah. No, so what was your favorite series of this year then?
I would have to say, other than Lightning versus the Avs, I would have to say Oilers and that whole thing, because I literally thought that they were going to make it. And I was just like,
yeah. I felt sorry for any team that had to play Colorado because we were so hungry this year. I mean, 3 years in a, or yeah, 3 years in a row, we exited the second round. And so this year, when we swept Nashville, we went to, you know, St. Louis went toe to toe with us, but we just had the better top six, the better defensive core. I mean, we have Cale Makar.
Right.
He is.
And he's still technically an NHL free agent, so he can go anywhere.
Cale Makar?
Yeah, they still haven't drafted. As of last night, because I did some research, because I wasn't sure if they had anybody had drafted him or not. He's still technically a free agent.
Well, no,
as
I think
time of recording.
I think. Do you mean Nazem Kadri?
No, Cale Makar and Nazem are both
Nazem.
Yeah.
Well, no, Kadri, we've got signed for the next, like, 3 or 4 years. He's locked up. Awesome. So don't worry about Cale. All hail Cale. He's not going anywhere.
Yes,
he's probably
going
to win another Norris, another Conn Smythe, you know.
That's
let's hopefully.
Good. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Nazem, he's the guy, you know, he had an amazing year. He was arguably the best player on the team, you know, through the injuries. You know, MacKinnon was kind of hurt for a little bit. But Nazem was rock solid all season. And then he had an amazing playoff run. And then even in Tampa, when he scored that overtime goal in game 4 with a broken thumb, you know, he was supposed to be gone for a while, but no, Nazem, I mean, he had an amazing year. He's been in the league for about 10 years and he can go where the money is. I mean,
he
if a team wants to
pay where the money is, as long, well, I know the cap for certain teams have been exceeded, so it should be very interesting because the Washington Capitals got Kemper, so
yeah,
and they had to pay a boatload of money for him.
Well, yeah, that was kind of sad. You know, that's always, you get the highs and lows of, you know, you win the Stanley Cup and then the next day the whole team is like dismantled. You know, when Kemper. Yeah. You know, Colorado hasn't, I wish they would have locked down Kemper, but I believe in Joe Sakic. He knows what he's doing. But I mean, these guys, your career, you never know, it could be over. So just go for the money. You know, that's what their agents are saying, or I don't know. But with Nas, I hope he stays in Colorado. I understand, though, if he goes for the money. But I mean, do you want another Stanley Cup or do you want to play in Seattle?
Exactly.
You know, like where or wherever.
Exactly. And we all know what a dumpster fire Seattle is, but that's another subject.
Well, no, Seattle, I think they could be on the up and up. They got Andre Burakovsky from Colorado. They still have Donskoy, who played for Colorado a few years ago. So I think they could be I'm not going to say a contender, but I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were last year.
Let's hope not. Because I watched some of the games and I was just like,
yeah, I haven't
through my hands, you know.
Yeah, I haven't watched a Seattle game because I pretty much just kind of stick with Colorado. And plus, I'm in Europe, so I have to watch the games at 1 a.m, 2 a.m, 3 a.m.
Oof. Like that must really stink as far as the time differences.
Yeah. So I got another question for you. So you're pretty new Ottawa's fan, but is there a team you hate to lose against too?
Honestly, it really made me upset the fact that everybody was counting out Ottawa for the Battle of Alberta. And like, I feel
Ottawa, that'd be like the Battle of Ontario.
Sorry. But yeah, the Battle of Ontario is just such a passionate thing for some people. And it's like either or, you know?
Oh, so are you talking about the Oilers and Calgary?
Yeah.
Because they call that the Battle of Alberta.
Alberta.
Because they're both in that province. But I think there could be the Battle of Ontario potentially this year, because Ottawa, if they can contend, they're going to be probably going against Toronto, and they're both in that a geography lesson, but like that's where Ontario, Ottawa's the capital of Ontario, and Toronto's also in Ontario.
I feel that the Leafs, and I may be a little biased, the Leafs, they need to do better.
Oh yeah, you know, I was really rooting for them this year. Actually, for my bracket, I put them above Tampa.
Really?
Would be Tampa. But I knew in my heart Tampa was going to win. So it was just like, but I mean, it's just kind of, I mean, I don't want to throw the word cursed around, but they haven't won anything since 1967.
Yeah, 1967. So that's a very long time.
Yeah, but their team is so good. And, you know, Matt Murray just left Ottawa.
Right.
And he's now going to be a Leaf. So let's see. Right. Maybe he can change it around.
Well, I know that he was a really good goalie in Ottawa, so I'm hoping that good juju will follow the Leafs.
I don't know, there's a lot of bandwagon, or a lot of Toronto has a huge fan base, but they're also like a miserable fan base too, because I mean, losing every year in the first round, especially with the team that they have. I mean, Matthews, I think he won the Rocket Award this year, which is or the Rocket Richard Award goes to the most goals scored.
Yes.
So he won it. And then Mitch Marner is amazing. And John Tavares. Yeah, they just have a great lineup. But
they do. But
the East has been so strong, you know, with Tampa winning back-to-back and even – I don't know. Right now the East is better than the West, but yeah.
The East is definitely better. And I just hope that I can't imagine being a Leafs player and having to hear all that constant negativity all the time. That must wear on you.
Exactly, because I think the difference between like an American team versus a Canadian team is in America, you know, when the Colorado wins the Stanley Cup, it's not front page news across America.
Right.
But like if a Canadian team wins the Stanley Cup, everybody's celebrating, everyone, because you know, the Canadian market is just they invented the game, of course, you know,
Exactly. And it's almost like it's almost like when like somebody, an underdog wins the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah,
it's just, it's sad that like people don't understand how big hockey can actually be and how big the hockey market actually is.
Yeah. Well, then I suppose lastly, I'm just going to ask you, why should your team win? That's the name of the show. And that's the question.
I guess because my is that we have a strong defense. We're rebuilding everything. And I just feel as if people need to stand up and take notice, because your normal conference talk is always centered around the Oilers, or at least what I've seen on YouTube and the people I follow. Oilers, Leafs, and probably Calgary. And it's like the Senators are never in contention. People always count them out. And it's very important to know with this draft and every new blood that they keep bringing in, not just on the team, but in the front office or in the office structurally, that you can see the hunger in them to bring it back to Ottawa. And yeah, as we've seen, hunger fills everything. I mean, look at Colorado. Look at how hungry they were. And look at the calls that were made by the Lightning because they thought that it was wrong or whatever. Mm-hmm. And look at the substantiation.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to be a bandwagon Ottawa fan, but I'm impressed with what they've done in this offseason. It's really, kind of up to Giroux to kind of carry this team to the playoffs and get them deep. And who knows? I think they will make the playoffs this year, but I don't know. Then maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see.
Well, Morgan, thank you so much. And you know what? Maybe we'll be back in touch if they make the playoffs. We could do another episode.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to invite me back, I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.